Dr. Elena Piergiovanni Flaschner. She is a healthcare practitioner specializing as a veterinary surgeon, and welcome to 101.9 High FM.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's myself and it is my partner Simon. Dr. Flaschner, tell us about looking after our pet's teeth. And does the same rule apply? I think you heard about the connection between our mouths and our stomachs and stomach cancer.
Yes. So obviously the bacterial population in your mouth does affect your whole body. It affects the bacterial population in your stomach. But I think that saying it causes cancer is a bit over the top.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Okay.
We may not see it so much in animals because remember that they live for 12 to 14 years, sometimes if you're lucky 20. So it's a lot shorter time. Makes a difference.
Okay. So aside from cavities, I mean, can dogs and cats get cavities?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We do a lot of dentals at the practice, in both dogs and cats. So, yes, they do have to be looked after.
So how do we know? I mean, do we take our dogs to the dentist or the vet just for a checkup?
So when you take your pet to the vet for its annual vaccination, generally the vet should look at the teeth, or if they forget, you can say, please, can you check the teeth? But one of the first signs, obviously, is a bad breath. That's a lot of people come in saying, oh, my dog's breath or my cat's breath stinks. Can you have a look? And then we have a look and then we go from there.
Okay.
Is that indicative perhaps of another condition, bad oral hygiene or smells, etc., in an animal's mouth?
It often is. That's a good point. But usually it is bad teeth. And obviously as they get older, it becomes more of a problem because when they're young, they have nice teeth. And as they get older and they've had more soft food and treats and come into contact with perhaps viruses, especially in cats, you get feline viruses that cause disease like feline immunodeficiency virus or feline leukemia, and they can start causing gingivitis, and then you get a bad smell. So there are other things, you know, in cats they can have either viral diseases if they have a very bad gingivitis.
So how does one brush a cat's teeth? I mean, I cannot think of one cat that I know of that would allow anyone near their mouth with a toothbrush. Dogs, you might be able to entice some, but cats, there's no way.
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, we're responsible for 15 cats. I'll be quite honest. I've never brushed any one of their teeth. We just have a look and you hope that they have a good diet. You know, they still do get treats. And then if it gets very bad, that's when we knock them out and we clean the teeth. You know, you see plaque build up and then it becomes tartar. And you knock them out and you clean all that off and then you're good to go again, generally.
Okay, as in knock them, as in you sedate them. You don't knock the teeth out.
No, you anesthetize them.
Yes, okay, just checking.
You have to anesthetize them. Yeah, we try not to use the brick.
I mean, you did say knock it. It could be very... Okay. All right, so... I think that we need to talk about how to clean dogs' teeth.
Yeah,
they seem to be much easier.
Because, you know, when you go to puppy training, they're easier to get used to having your fingers in their mouths and, you know, with cats and dogs, with both of them, you have special dental treats,
yeah,
which help. And that's a good thing to do if they have a problem. You know, dogs are much easier. They are just, that's the way they are.
And how do you do it? I mean, do you take your finger and you put, I mean, could you use human toothpaste to clean your dog's teeth?
Generally, it's not a good idea because you spit out human toothpaste, okay? With dogs and cats, I mean, you could do it in cats, but generally in dogs, they have a special toothpaste which the dog can swallow if there's a problem. You know, you don't put that much on.
Yes.
But it's not a problem if they swallow any of that. And you can use a lot of the products that we use to fresh in the mouth is chlorhexidine. So it's very similar to the stuff that's in Listerine and all those, but you use a small amount.
So it wouldn't be as tart, or, you know, you don't have that burny feeling.
Yes.
Unless you only get
And there are other products too that change, the bacterial population in the mouth to retard plaque formation. There's amazing stuff that's on the market now. You know, for cats, they have a terrible problem with gingivitis, and they have all sorts of little additives that can help, like that have, for example, vitamin C, which is a natural anti-inflammatory, the probiotics in the mouth are different to the ones, the bacteria in the mouth are different to the ones you get in the mouth, so they have special mouth probiotics.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, different to help with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we are out of time, but I would love to talk to you at some point about all these different, you know, homeopathy for animals. I mean, animals are such a big part of our lives, whether it's cats or dogs or birds or fish. And, you know, a little education never hurt anybody. Actually,
well,
a little education did hurt somebody.
Yes.
A lot of education helped.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That's Dr. Elena Piergiovanni Flashner. She's a healthcare practitioner specializing as a veterinary surgeon from Palm Gardens Veterinary Clinic in Fourways.